item number 20 from the Director of Human Resources relative to a dual employment, temporary assignments to a higher classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments. This is informational only.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This report, this information report, the first page of the dual employment, so the individuals working for us that are also working as umpires for the Parks Department. The next page, the emergency appointments that are there, mostly within the election commission, a couple of exceptions. And then it goes on to the temporary appointments, and then the last page are the tax, the temporary assignments to higher classifications that are in place right now.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I would just have a comment. If you just look at, I presume we're done with all the, because obviously we needed $540,000 from contingency to cover the recall elections. Am I reading that correctly?
I think that number was correct. It's not on this report, but yeah.
I mean, because, well, we got the, so we don't, I mean, it was emergency appointments, so we don't, that expense is done with. We don't have any more further expenses because of the recall elections.
I'm not certain if there's someone here who could speak to it. I don't have any information about that piece.
Okay. Well, I guess the point I'm making is the tenuousness of our, which we've talked about extensively before, our contingency fund, which now is under $1 million then, when you take, because it's later in our packet about the, you know, contingency, so that takes $540,000 from our, I don't have the figure in front of me, but I know that brings it under $1 million then. And it's just that, you know, for the future, we're looking at more elections or another resolution, taking more money out of contingency, you know, possibly. And we're at a point, hopefully, we don't have any more of these recall elections, but that's a very expensive proposition for us, and we really have hit our contingency very hard. I guess that's what it's there for, but you know, we look to the budget coming up. We always argue about how much to put in contingency. We're under $1 million now, and it just behooves that. I guess I would be kindly asking the administration then to look at these kinds of things and to make sure we have enough in our contingency, because we're going to be under $1 million already now. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this item? If not, we can go to the next one.